ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This hour, we're talking mixed martial arts. Straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Having defended that title, I'll forget this, better than 33 years. Straight up today, we're talking Bellator. We're not going to talk UFC straight up. We're going to talk Bellator. Of course, they are considered the B-League in MMA. I don't think so. I think they've got a lot of good talent. So we'll talk Bellator 162, Bellator 163, and of course, Bellator pitting the veterans. Pitting the veterans, of course, against one another, and that's probably going to be a good match in January. I think it's the 21st at the LA Forum. Straight up, it looks like Chael Sonnen is going to come back, be drug-free, and take on Tito Ortiz. Now, Tito Ortiz, per se, drawing a lot of heat from Chael Sonnen. Why? Because Chael Sonnen is saying that Tito Ortiz got his Rolls Royce repossessed, and there was a lot of bad blood back and forth between these two guys. They both talk a lot of smack, so this should make for a good event, and I believe it'll be on Spike TV, so that's all pretty good. A Saturday night card on Spike TV. Anyway, straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide with open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. Up until the top of the hour, we're talking mixed martial arts all around the world. From the Sports Byline Studios, live in San Francisco, California.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Take $200 off select American-made Fender guitars. Get a Martin X-Series Acoustic Electric for $449. A Yamaha Acoustic for just $99. Or D'Addario Strings, 3 packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Add some pizzazz to your life. Experience the thrilling excitement of Catfish Bend Casino. Now you have 1,000 reasons to play every Sunday in October and November. Play your favorite slots during the week and you could be entered to win $1,000 in free play each Sunday. Drawings are held every Sunday at 6 p.m. Hurry in and you could win only at Catfish Bend Casino. Find your thrill. Come out and play at Catfish Bend Casino. Pizzazz. Many destinations. One amazing place.
In 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see fighters that are in the top 10 of the world, and I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two, and I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good solid players in any business.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good!
Scott Coker, circa 2011. The time tunnel famous seems to apply. We are 5 years later. Bellator starting to make their move. Of course, having more consistent cards on Spike TV. Bringing their act around the world to have a card in Tel Aviv later this year. So they're doing their thing. Of course, Spike TV is the key. Spike TV is a key as far as Bellator's success is concerned, because Spike TV was what put the UFC on the map. I mean, without the Ultimate Fighter, the UFC would have never, like, gone past losing all that money. They were down, like, what was it, $30 million, $25 million, somewhere around that. Somebody told me $24, somebody else told me $32 million. They were down at least $24 million at Fertitta's. Talk about Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. The guys that bought the UFC off the Gracie people down there in L.A. and Brazil, I mean. And, of course, they paid like a pittance for it. But they could have – how can I put this? They could have just walked away. They tried to sell it. They were trying to sell it at one point in time. I think they were down about 15 or 20 mil. And they said, it's time to sell. This is not going to go over well. This is not going to win. And, of course, they were using the money from the Palace casinos in Las Vegas to support the UFC. Now, the Palace casinos were owned by Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta. Of course, they got their own private jets. In fact, Dana White's got his own private jet. Anyway, Dana White, all these guys making all that money. The fighters not making all that much money. Back to Bellator. Bellator has there's room for Bellator. I mean, you see Jacob Duran, of course, Stitch, they call him, the Cutman Extraordinaire, Hall of Fame Cutman, no doubt about that. Handles both the former world heavyweight champion of boxing, Vladimir Klitschko, and the former world heavyweight champion of UFC. Talk about Cain Velasquez. So he's like Cutman Extraordinaire, right? He was cut out of the UFC. Of course, Dana White made him run. Anyway, he went over to Bellator. He's happy as a pig in slop over there. More power to him. Anyway, we'll see what Coker has to do. But this card they had Friday night, Bellator 162, it was pretty good. I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a thrill to watch on TV. And, when you get to watch fights on TV, they have these conclusive endings. You say to yourself, man, you don't have to worry about no judge judging that one. And, of course, I'm not into big-time punishment or like that. But when a fight ends conclusively, whether it's decision or disqualification or, knockout, submission, you name it, okay? When it ends conclusively, there's a feeling of satisfaction for you, the sports fan. There just is. You don't have to maybe that third round was close and it's only a three-round fight. Maybe it should be a draw anyway. No, that wasn't the case. I'm talking about Bellator 162, of course. Alexander Shemenenko, bad dude. Just a bad, bad dude. Okay, middleweight, of course. Took out Kendall Grove in a TKO, second round, minute and 43 seconds in. Kendall could fight. Kendall went in here. Everybody knew that Shemenenko was a better fighter. Not that much better. I mean, he was stopping the second round, but that's the way it went down. Knockout, minute and 43 seconds. TKO, actually, minute and 43 into round number two. Now, Bobby Lashley, remember him? Bobby Lashley, former WWE champion, former TNA champion. I say TNA, I don't mean breasts and something else. I mean total nonstop action. Anyway, TNA wrestling, of course, that's fading, but Bobby Lashley was their champion for a while. He was the champion of the WWE for a while. Then he decided he would go off and try to make a career in the world of mixed martial arts. And, of course, everybody said, you know, come on, man. I mean, the guy's got a nice body, but he's old. I mean, these guys that want to come into mixed martial arts, these guys have been wrestling like 15, 20 years. I mean, he's 40 years old, Bobby Lashley. They call him Franklin Robert Lashley. That's who was born in 1976. He's age 40 right now. Turned 40 in July. Comes out of Kansas City. Good-looking specimen, no doubt about that. I'm pretty sure he's taken some Flintstone vitamins in his time. But, of course, he was an amateur wrestler, extraordinary. No doubt about that. I mean, he had couple of NCAA, didn't capture the title, but he was really ranked high in the NCAA as far as a freestyle wrestling was concerned. So Lashley, taking his thing to MMA, of course, Bellator affording him the opportunity. He took out Josh Appate last night, a submission, a rear naked choke, 2 minutes, they gave back 1 minute and 43 seconds, also into the second round. I don't know if that's a misprint or what, because the report I'm getting to both Shevchenko and Bobby Lashley both stopped their opponents at 1 minute and 43 seconds in round number 2. Maybe I'll check that during the next break, but that doesn't sound too right to me. Anyway, Lashley still winning. I think he's 12-1 now, or 13-1 now, in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, giving up the world of pro wrestling, per se, because the world of TNA is just no longer existent. I mean, check this out. They had a good program going. They were garnering like almost 2 million viewers a week. And then they hired Hulk Hogan, who I call Terry Bollea, and ticked him off. That's his real name. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, those two guys who ran WCW into the ground, well, they ran TNA into the ground. So they lost millions and millions and millions of dollars while they took millions of dollars of money, and they ran away, okay? And that's the reason why TNA is in the state it's in. It went from Spike TV. It dropped off Spike because the numbers got so low. They were drawing like 300,000 or 400,000 people a week on Spike after doing like 1.8, 2.3, 2.5 million viewers. Anyway, not a good direction they were going as far as their numbers were concerned. But their staff, I mean, the roster was running away. AJ Styles is now one of the biggest stars in the world of wrestling entertainment, the WWE. So more power to them. But back to Lashley. Lashley, of course, still delves in pro wrestling to an extent, but does not want to deal with Mr. Vince McMahon. Interesting. Because he wants to own his own name. I mean, Lashley, he wants to own that name, right? If you sign a contract with the World Wrestling Entertainment, you don't own that name. You don't own your, I kid you not. If your name is Pedro Fernandez, you sign a contract with WWE, they own the name, they own the Pedro Fernandez name. As far as any marketing concern, as far as any, in other words, if you wanted to sell toilet paper because you found a good recipe for selling toilet paper, you would have to give the WWE a cut of anything you did because your name is their property. That just doesn't sound right to me. Anyway, Lashley, a winner. Kari Namaguchi was on the card. He beat Ryan Couture. Of course, that's Randy Couture's son, submission, an armbar. Minute one into the first round, these guys were hooking up at lightweight. So I guess Ryan Couture's probably got to think about this a little bit because, you know, if he can't beat Yamaguchi, and Yamaguchi's a good fighter, but if he can't beat Yamaguchi, his future is not in the upper echelons of the lightweight division, be it in Bellator or UFC or any other sanctioning organization when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts. Now, some of the other people that appeared on the card, I won't go over all the fights, but there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16 fights. Holy cow, those officials, man, they must have went crazy. I mean, think about that. I remember when Don King used to throw cards in Las Vegas. Get this, folks. We would have so many fights that they would have two sets of judges and referees. I mean, you know, I'm serious. It would be that long, sometimes 20 fights. Anyway, this was in Memphis, Tennessee, 18 fights. Straight up, Mike Weasel was a winner on the card. Jalal Willis was a winner on the card. Errol Anders was a winner on the card. These might be people you hear from in the future. And the reason why I say that is that, you know, that's where the future is. It's in the prelims. I mean, these superstars that are born, that are packaged, this and that, yeah, they'll come and go. But the people that are the real deal, they come from roots, from the MMA gyms. In other words, they come up as babies. And then, of course, they learn how to walk, they learn how to run. Before you know it, they're in the world of mixed martial arts out of the upper echelons. So many people like Grady Hurley. There was a woman's featherweight out on the card as well, Julia Budd. defeated Arlene Blankova. That was a decision, a majority decision across the board, meaning one judge had it even. The other two judges had it for the young lady, Julia Budd. So they did have a woman's fight on the card. Lots of heavyweight bouts on the card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 heavyweight bouts. That's sort of cool. I mean, heavyweights in MMA, you know that knockouts are going to happen, right? Well, not really. Check this out. One heavyweight bout went to a decision. The next heavyweight bout went to a TKO. Next heavyweight bout to another TKO. Another went to a decision. Another went to a submission, rear naked choke. So I guess we'll sort of split down the middle as far as decisions and knockouts and subs were concerned. But straight up, got to love those heavyweights because you know what? Although they don't move around all too much, Lassie's a good mover. Some of these guys like Brock Lesnar is a good mover. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, would that be a good fight? Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley in MMA? Wow. I mean, that would be a great fight. It would. Two wrestlers. We know both these guys are taking Flintstone vitamins. Of course, Brock Lesnar still has to answer for the fact that he tested positive for estrogen blockers. Now, I don't know why you would have to take an estrogen blocker, seeing that men don't have estrogen in their system. That's a woman's thing. It's a breast thing. You don't have estrogen to a certain, not to a great extent. And to have an estrogen blocker, I don't know why you need to have that. Unless you were cycling off steroids and you didn't want your testosterone level to be incredibly low when, of course, you were tested. Much like John Jones in December 2014, of course, when he tested against Daniel Cormier, the pre-fight test, he came back, of course, positive for cocaine and a very low T level. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America. We have open phone lines. I invite you to join us. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little shout out to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and of course, iTunes and Stitcher.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
I had a pretty good week out here in Vegas, you know, to get out back in front of the fans and to just be open and honest with them for really the first time in my career, just having everything out there for them to see. And to see the way they've received me has been tremendous. You know, it's scary when you tell the absolute truth about where you're at in your life and, you know, struggles with sobriety and just everything about me is really out there right now. And it's really freeing to be in this position, to just not be hiding anything and just get to move forward in my life. And yeah, I feel great, man. It feels really good. Thank you to all the fans who stuck by me and who still support me and who are excited for me. It's just so energizing for me as an athlete, and I really appreciate everyone so much.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
John Jones, that was John Jones, a former light heavyweight champion. He is so full of spit. He was sitting there lying. I mean, if he was Pinocchio, his nose would have grew about 3 feet. And just in that 35-second clip there, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Bellator 163 coming up, of course, November 4th. Mohegan Sun, Uncasville, New York. Lion McCurry taking on former UFC fighter Phil Davis in the light heavyweight main event. Bellator's got some good cards going this year. Of course, this is all on Spike TV. And then they come back on November the 11th with a very good card as well. Bellator, obviously, 164. And then Andre Khorashev taking on Douglas Lima. Of course, Khorashev was the guy that set back Benson Henderson a couple of months ago, I believe, in a battle for the welterweight championship, where Benson back at lightweight. Now, speaking of lightweights, this guy's not a lightweight. He's a heavyweight when it comes to MMA. I'm talking about Christian out of Galveston, Texas. What's up, Christian?
Nothing much, Mr. Fernandez. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. What can I do for you?
I got a few things to get out my chest. First of all, I heard you were talking about the Bellator 162 card that happened in Memphis this past Friday.
Okay.
And the one thing, I mean, the things that stood out to me were the fact that they still put the women's fights on prelims, which I don't see why they're doing that, considering the fact that they're trying to build towards a title for the women in Bellator MMA for the first time in about 6 years. Bobby Lashley probably may be as dominant of a force in Bellator than he was with any other MMA promotion, and that Koichi Yamauchi kid, Yamauchi or Yamauchi, however you pronounce his name, I think he's going to be a real force in the lightweight division because of how he got that victory over Ryan Couture Friday night. Wouldn't you agree?
Ryan Couture was a hot prospect, but, you know, I got to put this, it's always tough when you're judging the offspring of somebody that was considered great in the sport. In other words, you know, Muhammad Ali's daughter wasn't the greatest boxer in the world. The apple, although it falls from the tree, sometimes it falls a long ways from the tree.
Huh, I can see that. But when it comes down to the Bellator card that happened Friday night, what were your overall thoughts of it?
I was satisfied. I mean, I said to myself, you know, this was a good investment of my time. In other words, it boils down to my time, Christian. That's what this is all about. Is it worth my time for me to watch this? Because I'm not going to watch a whole lot of bunk fights. I enjoy the fights. I watched them delayed. I didn't watch them live. I watched them delayed via the VCR, which is sort of pretty cool. I mean, the VCR. The VCR. Anyway. Anyway, but the bottom line is it was cool. I enjoyed it. And of course, Lashley, you know, Lashley versus Brock Lesnar, that's something I like to talk about. I think that would make for a great fight, and I think that would make for big numbers on pay-per-view. But of course, Brock Lesnar is about to get suspended.
Yeah, and I mean, come to think of it, even if he wasn't in the predicament that he's currently in with the United States Anti-Doping Agency, do you still think that a Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley fight would happen and would probably be a big ratings grabber or a big pay-per-view draw?
I tell you what, I'd be of the opinion that could do a million pay-per-view buys on itself. Just the fact those two guys, if it was done properly, And I think the UFC does their pay-per-views properly. But I think if this was done properly and they put some money behind it like they do those Conor McGregor cards, I think this could do at least a million pay-per-view buys. Listen, both these guys have precedent as far as drawing good numbers on pay-per-view. They both have done it in the past, of course, and it wasn't for Brock Lesnar. Listen, Christian, it wasn't a coincidence that both Brock Lesnar and John Jones tested positive for the same anti-doping violation, those estrogen blockers. They both tested positive for the same thing on the same card, and one was allowed to fight and one wasn't. That was not a coincidence.
Yeah, I can understand the whole John Jones, Brock Lesnar predicament, but when you think about the whole Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley predicament, just having Lesnar's name on that card would sell itself. Lashley, on the other hand, wasn't really a pay-per-view draw, to say the least, especially in his WWE days where he was part of the worst-rated, worst-bought pay-per-views in promotion history. But still, though, I can understand...
Christian, are you implying that black champions don't draw well with the World Wrestling Entertainment crowd?
I'm not saying that. It's the fact that...
Yes, you are!
I'm really not saying that. I'm just saying that because he was part of because he was a part of downturn of late 2006, early 2007 WWE, Lashley was part of the reason why that product grew stale for 2 years, at least. Now, I can understand when it comes down to Lashley's overall fighting career, he's a pretty big draw on his own. He's currently trying to build to a Bellator heavyweight title shot, depending on which other fighter might be doing the same, because the title is vacant, but still. I just don't know how good of a pay-per-view draw Bobby Lashley would be on his own.
That's not it. It's not on his own. It's with Brock Lesnar. See, he's going to make this... When the wrestling fans see both him and Lesnar in the same... battle together, I'm telling you, that will just prompt people to go crazy.
Yeah, and it would probably draw a little bit more, favoritism towards Lesnar more than Lashley because of how, even though everybody knows Lashley got 17 fights in his MMA career, Lesnar, despite the fact of having less than 10, he would still be the biggest draw out of both of them. Wouldn't you agree?
I think he would. Let's talk about some draws. Bellator is going to do something that looks like in January, January 21st, Bellator 21, Tito Ortiz and Chael Sonnen. Now, Tito Ortiz says that he's been waiting for revenge against Chael Sonnen for 20 years and that Chael Sonnen ruined me in college. You know what that means?
It basically means he's out looking for revenge.
No, I understand that, but he ruined me in college. Is this some type of locker room a sexual assault? Was this gym?
No.
What in the gym? I mean, was this a real fight? Do you know what it was? You know the background there?
You know what? I think when it came down to their little talk Friday night, which was supposed to be or is supposed to be the first of many, I couldn't really make out what was being said because, to be honest, it was a pain in the rear for me to even try and decipher what they were talking about exactly. I know they had a rivalry going back to the late 90s, early 2000s, and I know that Chael basically said that his father said on his deathbed that he, Chael, needs to beat Tito. But I couldn't decipher what really was going down, and I don't think that most of the viewing public could either.
Interesting.
But
we'll
I do hope that the fight between those two, which will be happening in January in Inglewood, California, I hope it draws considerable numbers because, seriously, if Bellator's going to book Chael Sonnen versus Wanderlei Silva in the summer of 2017, they need something to grow on, and I think this fight might be it.
Tito Ortiz and Chael Sonnen, of course, hooking it up January 21st, the Great Western Forum, the Inglewood Forum, the LA Forum, the place where I saw, oh man, I saw somebody, I actually write a story just about the Forum, about the Forum Club after the fights, folks, with, of course, people like Jerry Buss and Jerry West when he was with the Lakers and people like that, Magic Johnson, man, we had a good time. Ooh, Paula Abdul, 90, I think I say anymore. Anyway, say, Christian, I thank you so much for the call. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Thanks for having me on, and I'll try to talk to you on social media, sir.
You're tuned to Sports Byline. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More Bellator after the break.
Dig this.
Yes, Sabu's taking a little bit of a deal here.
There's the shot. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
And there's no guarantee that the one you love is going to love you.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field, up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets, TicketsAlways.com.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, that's him, man. Man, I could just imagine committing sexual assault and not being charged. I mean, come on. When you admit it and then chicks come out and say it and then you deny it, I mean, imagine this. I come on this radio show and I said, you know, I robbed a bank. I robbed a bank and I took $21,000, right? And then, you know, they say, oh, yeah, he's crazy. And then you find out a few days later the bank was robbed and $21,000 was taken from the bank and I did it. So what do you say then? You say, hey, something's happening here. Back to Bellator. Let's talk about this Bellator card. Of course, I told you Bellator 162 was a pretty live event. 163, of course, is going to go November the 4th, live from Uncasville, Connecticut. Of course, the Mohegan Sun there, Liam Mercury taking on Phil Davis, and the co-feature, Marlos Conan, a woman's featherweight fighter, is going to take on Tatia Nogueira. Of course, she's from Brazil, so that's going to be a woman's co-feature. And, of course, that is a pretty good fight in itself because I got to tell you, if you see 145-pound, 155-pound women fight, these are women that are like women. What I'm trying to say is when you get these chicks and you stretch them down to 135, 125, it's just like it's unnatural. It's just not cool. Some of these weights are just not so cool, 115 pounds anyway. I think we need more divisions for women, especially 145 for my girl. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos. The pause there because I said my girl when she's not really a girl sometimes. Anyway, November the 11th. They go to Tel Aviv. Pretty hot card, man. Andre Khoroshev, of course, the welterweight champion, the man that beat Benson Henderson in his Bellator debut a couple of months back. Take on Douglas Lehman, defending the title. Of course, this is in Tel Aviv on Spike TV. Sort of cool. International flair to it. A couple of other fighters on the card. Joaquin Buckley's on the card. Jackie Groth is on the card. Chan Sung's on the card. Rob Becker's on the card. So let me go through this one. Bellator's putting people to work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16 fights on that card. 16 fights on Bellator 164. So now, a lot of that stuff will be on Spike.com. The first, like, 8 or 9 fights will be on Spike.com. And the last 4 or 5 fights will be on Spike TV. So, listen, this is the way to do it. If you're an MMA freak, November the 10th, circle that date on your calendar. Find out what time Spike is going live with this time. Find out what time it's going on the website. It's coming to you live from Tel Aviv, Israel, Bellator 164. Now, we talked about that Bellator event next year. You know, old guys, I don't know. I'm not all that pumped up on old guys, but they're going to draw good ratings, and I guess it'll bring some attention to Bellator, and they need that. November the 19th, they go down at the SAP Center. I'm talking about the Shark Tank, San Jose, California. Yeah! MMA back in San Jose, of course, Strikeforce was there, and that's where Bellator came. Strikeforce came to life. I mean, that's where they came to life. That was where it was at, the San Jose Arena. They called it the Shark Tank, the HP Pavilion, the SAP Center. You name it, they got a bunch of names. But the bottom line is, it's in San Jose, California. It holds about 20,000 people. And November the 19th, looks like big time MMA coming back to town. Bellator 165. And guess who's on the card? The aforementioned former UFC lightweight champion, Benson Henderson. It's like Bendo, call him what you want. Take it on Michael Chandler for the lightweight title. Chandler can fight. This would be a hell of a contest, man. No doubt about that. Chandler and Benson Henderson, probably close to a toss-up there. I mean, there are people I know that like Henderson. There are people I know that like Chandler. So it's a split down the middle as far as who's going to win this fight. And those are the great fights because when you go into fights thinking, this guy's going to smoke this guy. How long is it going to take? That's not a good fight, okay? A good fight, a good evenly matched fight is a fight where you go in saying, you know what? You're scratching your head. I have no idea who's going to win this fight. Anyway, bottom line is Chandler and Henderson going for the title. A welterweight bout on the card. Michael Page is on the card taking on Fernando Gonzalez at 170. He's speaking of lightweight. That lightweight title bout is 155. Light heavyweights on the card. A couple of the lightweights bout. A woman's flyweight bout on the card. 115 pounds. Carrie Ann Melendez taking on Sheila Badia. So that's going to hook it up. A little female flavor to it. And I told you, sex sells. I kid you not. Sex sells. Women sell. Good-looking women fighting one another sells, okay? You know, I mean, think about Ronda Rousey, all the doors she knocked down just because she was good-looking. She could talk a bit and she could fight. She put the three combinations together, but that good-looking end of it, that good-looking end of it, that was a major selling point to a lot of people, especially women, because, you know, women were of the opinion that when they watch women fight on TV, they look like, you know, they had chromosome issues. Maybe they were, you know, they just look a little off. But, you know, these are, we have pretty feminine, I mean, feminine, they can fight, doesn't mean they're not feminine, but pretty feminine looking women now fighting. Ronda Rousey sort of took that to another level. Of course, she got beat by Holly Holm. Holly Holm got beat by Misha Tate. Misha Tate got beat by Amanda Nunes. And now December the 30th in Las Vegas at, I believe, the T-Mobile Arena, that's what they're calling it now, it's going to be Amanda Nunes defending the UFC bantamweight title, 135 pounds, against Ronda Rousey. We'll see what happens there. Anyway, back to this UFC, Bellator 164 card, 165 card. Chandler and Henderson, good main event, no doubt about that. That'll be on Spike TV, okay? Bellator 166, still rocking and rolling, man. They're going to do December the 2nd. It'll be on Spike TV as well, coming to you from, wow, I don't think I've heard of this place, Thackerville, Oklahoma. Yes, I actually have. The Windstar World Casino, pretty nice place there. I've been to the casino as well. In the main event, Eduardo Dantas will take on Joe Warren. Of course, Joe Warren, a former UFC fighter. I think Dantas was as well. If Dantas wasn't with the UFC, I think he was with Strikeforce. Anyway, that's the bantamweight championship, 135 pounds, and that's going down. You know, all of this is on Spike TV. This is good stuff. This is all on Spike TV. Now, will the fights live up to the hype I'm giving them? I'm hoping so. I really am hoping so. December the 3rd, they're going to go, as I said, from the World Windstar World Casino, and that's in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Of course, Tony, what's his name there? Who's the guy that owns those casinos up there? I can't think of his name right now, but he used to manage Tommy the Duke Morrison, and he owns Tony Holden. He owns that casino, I kid you not. Now, the fight card that I'm really waiting for, and I really like this main event, I'm talking about Bellator 168, December the 10th. It'll come to you from Italy. Bellator going across the pond, going to Italy. And the main event is a rematch. And it's a very good rematch. I'm talking about Rafael Carvalho taking on Melvin Manhoff. Now, Manhoff owned Carvalho the last time. Just owned him and didn't get the nod. I mean, it was just, even I think Coker came on the show and said, yeah, that decision, I didn't know what the judges were looking at. So it was a bit controversial. So you get a chance to do this again, and it'll be on Spike TV, and it'll come to you from Italy, which is really, really cool. Of course, when they take these fights across the pond, you know, fighters fight in different time zones and different. I mean, it's a little crazy. I fought in a different time zone one time, and I had trained for that time zone. I was going to fight in Arizona, which was 2 hours later, I believe, at the time. All right? And I said to myself, well, I'm going to train two hours later in the day, because I always used to train at the times I would fight. As close as I could. In other words, if I was fighting at 8 o'clock, I'd try to fight as close to 8 o'clock as I could, as far as in the gym was concerned. Because you want the body reacting the same way to training as it does to a real fight. Anyway, Carvalho and Manhoff, that's going to go down. That's going to be a great, great fight. Of course, Manhoff winning the first time. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. But not taking the middleweight championship away from the younger Carvalho. Now, Carvalho's a physical specimen. Like, he's just made to fight. I mean, he's like 6'1", 6'2", built like John Jones, only leaner, and 185 pounds. And I think he's a southpaw to boot. So he can fight from both sides. He's got a good jab, but he doesn't use it. A lot of tall guys have got good long arms, and you don't use them, and guys get in your face. Guess what? Manhoff gets in your face again. I don't think the judges are going to allow you to walk away with that championship one more time. No. Joe Beltran's on the card. Joe Beltran, always colorful, no doubt about that. Now is the middleweight, taking on Asako Sakara. That's a co-feature there. Of course, some of these Bellator fights will be in kickboxing. That's right, they'll be kickboxing. So there's a woman's flyweight bout that's kickboxing. Denise Kralahut's taking on Gloria Pervola. Okay, there's like 5 more kickboxing bouts. So they'll have the 2 MMA bouts, the MMA championship bout, the middleweight title bout, with Carvalho and Manhoff. As I said, the rematch of a very controversial fight from earlier in the year. And they're going to do this 5 kickboxing matches right on Bellator. I mean, you're drawing 2 different audiences. Now, Bellator, of course, known for MMA, but they've done some kickboxing on different cards before. And kickboxing, like the K1 kickboxing, and they drew real well back in the day. They just drew really well. My knock on kickboxers were they couldn't take a punch. I don't know why, but every time I rumble with a kickboxer in Newman's Gym in San Francisco, a gym that I owned, I used to whack those kickboxers out all the time. They just couldn't take it to the chin for some reason. I just don't know. Glass jaws, not really. I think that their preparation, they didn't spar much. In boxing, you spar, so you sort of find out early on whether you've got a bad chin or not. Okay, bang, you get clipped early on with a jab, and you're staggering around. Maybe boxing's not for you, okay? But in kickboxing, they rely a lot on like on posing and going through the motions, and they rely less on sparring per se. And of course, they pay the price when it comes fight time because a lot of those guys got knocked out when they took on regular boxers. Now, Bellator 169, King Mo is back. King Mo taking across Muhammad Lawal, former he wanted to wrestle in TNA, he wanted to do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, relax on what you're doing. He wanted to fight. He wants to fight heavyweight now. Or moving up from light heavyweight. I don't know if that's a smart move, but he says he's got the frame to do it. Man, I don't know. He's taking on the right guy, I guess, a guy named Tsuyoshi Ishii. So we'll see what happens there. James Gallagher's on the card, and Daniel Wessel's on the cards as well, Paul Richmond. But, you know, I got to tell you, these are going to be some pretty, pretty good fights. Muhammad Lawal, of course, King Mo, he was a really good boxer. They talked about him being a professional boxer at one point in time, but he just can't. He can't rise to the upper echelon of either sport. I think he's sort of one of those guys that's doomed to be a mid-carder. And as much as Bellator and Scott Coker and Viacom and all these people want to push him as their next star, I just don't know. Pushing him in heavyweight, not the smartest thing in the world to do. No way, no how. No way, no how. Now, let's go back to John Jones. We're done with Bellator for the night. John Jones, of course, has a date with the Nevada City Athletic Commission. That's going to happen in November. He's got a date with the United States Anti-Doping Association. That's in Los Angeles. That'll be on October 31st. The meeting before the commission in November is going to be November the 10th, okay? Now, what he's saying now is, quote, according to his attorney, I'm going to read what he said to be just concise so I don't blow him out of the water saying the wrong thing. We've been able to establish the source of the prohibited substances, said Jacobs, his attorney. It came from a product that John took that was not labeled with either of these substances. We had it tested. The product was contaminated with both of them. I know USADA also independently had the product tested. Their testing confirmed what we found. We then sent essentially the same pills that we had tested to be positive, tested positive for to USADA's lab, which also found the same thing. Pretty much every time it's been tested, it's shown that the product is contaminated with both clomiphene and letrozole. Interesting. End of quote. We're talking about estrogen blockers, okay? I know people say, well, what are they taking them for? And I explained this to you before. If you take steroids and your testosterone level drops to an incredibly low level, you say this like John Jones did for that before that Cormier fight, you can take the estrogen blockers and mask all that stuff. That's what this is. The estrogen blocker is a masking agent. It masks the fact that you have taken steroids, okay? Now, it turns up to be in these over-the-counter products. What can I say? I guess John Jones got it out here. Maybe Brock Lesnar does as well. But, man, it smells fishy to me. And it smells like day-old cod drying out there in the sun. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. One segment to go. I've got an open phone line. You want to join me? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7579. Bellator. Check them out. Spike TV, November the 4th. The 4th, the 11th. Those are the first two cards on Spike TV. The 11th coming to you from Tel Aviv, Israel. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Four Golden Glove titles. Remember, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Straight up, let's talk about Puerto Rico. I just got back from Puerto Rico, folks. And of course, a lot of times, and you people have listened over the years, those people who listen to the show for like 30 plus years, I come back from places I can't wait to come home. That was not the story this time. I mean, outside of the dog, I miss my dog. I didn't want to come back. Puerto Rico was beautiful. It just was. I mean, very expensive. $18 cocktails in the Hotel Caribbean, the cocktail lounge down there in the lobby. There was no live music or anything like that, but it was $18 a pop. And I told you the the bartender was getting like $5 an hour, so I thought that wasn't too cool. Straight up, I had a great time there. The food was good. I want to thank Francisco Valcarcel. I want to thank the ladies that run the World Boxing Organization, the office. We'll talk about Dory, of course, and Magda and Diana. Without these three ladies, what can I say? I wouldn't be clicking. I wouldn't be doing this show. I thank them and the WBO for all this continued support over the years. So I had a wonderful time in Puerto Rico. I don't want to knock the Puerto Ricans because I'm part Puerto Rican, so I'm not going to do it. But I'll tell you like this. They were just too darn friendly. They were like so friendly as far as tourists were concerned. It was crazy, okay? This is the place you want to go. Tourist-friendly people, the Puerto Ricans. Go to Puerto Rico. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, no holds barred. Sundays, 5 p.m. Pacific time, talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts right here on Sports Byline.